Gimel Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom. Bom minei Rav Yosef v'reid Rav Nechunya m'Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef v'reid Rav Nechunya asked Rav Yehuda, Ma'u sh'yaniach adam tefillah v'tachas m'rashosav. It's allowed to, person allowed to put his tefillin in bed underneath his head. Tachas margalosav lokom iboyali. He said to him, it's obvious you can't put it by his feet. Shinoig bohem mini bezoy. That's not covered for the tefillin. He come boyali tachas m'rashosav. He put it under the pillow, under his head. My. Omerle hochi omer. Shmuel mutter afilu ishto imo. It's mutter, even if your wife is sleeping in the same bed, meaning you're going to have relations. But there, like Tosa says, you need kli b'soch kli. We'll learn later on that in a room where you're going to have relations, a sefer or something, dover shebikdusha, has to be put into two kelim. And the same thing goes over here. You have to put it into a kli, and then under the pillow is considered a second kli. So that's what he told him. Even Shmuel holds, even if your wife is there, you're allowed to put the tefillin underneath your pillow, as long as they're in one kli, and that the pillow is considered a second kli. Meis they lo yoniach adam tefillah tachas margalosav and they shenoyg ben derech b'zoyin, aval manichem tachas marashosav im hoise ishto imo aser. Right, the meis of the brisa says not like that. Person's not allowed to put his tefillin by his feet in any situation, and he's allowed to put them under his head only if his wife isn't there. Hoye makom shegavoa gimel tefachim al namoch gimel tefachim, if there was a place like a little shelf that came out from the bed, that's three tefachim higher than the bed, or three tefachim lower than the bed, then mutter, then it's mutter, because it's in a different place. But in the same bed, even in two kelim, if your wife is there, is awesome. Tiyufta, the Shmuel, tiyufta. So the Maisa, this is clearly not like Shmuel. Omar Rava, afogav the Tanya, tiyufta, the Shmuel, hilchus kavase. Even though we have a brisa that's not like Shmuel, but the halacha is not like that brisa, the halacha is like Shmuel. My timer. Call the Turinu Tveod. If the more the tefillin are protected, that they're closer to you or whatever, the better it is. Let's see Rashi. Maush yonich tefil of tachas marashosav belayla kshuyoshin. At night when you're sleeping, can you, for the protection of the tefillin, and your protection also, can you leave them in the bed? Imhoyimokim gavoa gimel tefachim lemalim marashosav. The olav nosin atvil, make a little shelf above your head in the bed. Olamata mirashosa, yotze mokum in amita, there's a little shelf that comes out of the mita, three tefachim lower, that's okay. Kolon turinu tvei odit, lahu mi bizyona. So we have a question over here of something that's not proper for the tefillin, or to protect the tefillin. Kamashu muzrash mirasan mino achborim min haganovim tvei odit lu mi bizyona. Even though this is not 100% covered for the tefillin, but it's more covered for the tefillin, they should be protected and they should be not protected. So therefore you're allowed to, according to Shmuel, you're allowed to put them, in the bed. And now when it says under your, under the pillow, it doesn't mean I will see in a second. Let's go on a little bit more, because the Gemara now qualifies what Shmuel actually holds. Where do you exactly do you put them? We're not talking about putting mamish under your pillow, under your head. That for sure is not covered. Right? You're sleeping on it. Right? But you put it between the pillow and the mattress and not under your head. No, it's on the side of your head. Okay. Right? You put them in their cove over here means their zekel, their case, okay, under your head. Samara says the mapik le lemursha the cove lebar, that the place where the tefillin are in the case, that is what's it called out. In other words, if the case is a little bit bigger and there's the side where the tefillin stick out, that's called the mursha. That's where the tefillin are sticking out in the case. Right, you can see the form of the tefillin. They're not under your head, and the rest of the case could be under your head. Bar kapora tsayir lahu bekilsa umatik lemurshayon levar. Bar kapora used to wrap them up in the, he used to have a bed with a canopy on it. So he tied it on the by the canopy and put the tefillin inside the zekel towards the outside. Rav Sheisha v'reid Rav Yidi monech lehu ashar shifa hu paris sudra layu. Rav Sheisha v'reid Rav Yidi put it on the footstool that they used to get into the bed. That was high, so they had a little footstool at the side of the bed to get in. So he put it on the footstool outside the bed and covered it over. Omer Rav Amanuna v'reid Rav Yosef, zin l'chada havikamina kamei d'rova, v'omer li zil aisi li tefillin. One time I was, being Mishamish Rava, and he told me, go get my tefillin. Bashke chesinu ben kar lekesa, shelo keneged rosh. I found the tefillin under his pillow, not under his head, but on the side, right under the pillow. Vavi yodana diyom tvilo havi. Right, and I understood that, and it was in the kli besoch kli, like we said, and I understood that it was the day that his wife went to the mikveh, the night before. And he wanted to teach me halacha lemaisa that you're allowed to keep the tefillin like that in the bed, even though you're having relations. Okay, Rashi. The kova, hu hakis shalohem. Kova means the zekel, tefillin zekel. Lemursha the kova, shat tefillin nikorim biblitoson biktsei hakis. The kis is big, right? It's not form fitting. So the part where the tefillin are. Stick out. They're what's it called? They're no, what's it called? The hu kimursha. It's like a mursha. It's like a thing that what's it called? That seer lo bekilsa biyiria haprusa svivos mitosu kosher. He used to put it in the canopy that surrounded the bed. Right. He used to tie it onto the canopy and put the part of the bag where the tefillin are in towards the outside of the bed. Put it to the side outside the canopy, not inside the canopy. Ashashifa satzel, the little footstool that they used to get into the bed. Yom tvila havi, yom shetovla ishto, the havi leil tashmish, behind ki shmuel dom rafilu ishtimo. And this talk is like Shmuel, who said that even if the wife is there and you're having relations, you can keep the tefillin as long as they're, like we said, in two kalim. And the pillow is considered like one kli, what's it called, in the bed itself. Why do you want me to get his tefillin? Not stami, he could have gotten himself. Right? He wanted me to get them to teach me this halacha. Lo osa elo lamdeni halacha lasos maise kishmuel. Va'afilu ishto imo, shiazir pono. I'm going to get it yet. Okay. Now just on this, the Nemuka Yosef and the Magen Avraham say that this is only talking where you have nowhere else to keep your tefillin. Right? There's nowhere else where it's going to be protected from mice or from ganavim or whatever. So then the shaila is, can you keep it in the bed under these circumstances? But if you have another place to keep them, of course you can't keep them here. However, even they hold that if you have a place, a shelf that's three tefachim above the bed or three tefachim below the bed, like the Gemara says, that's l'chatchila. That's, even if you have another place to keep them, that's an okay place to keep them. But in the bed itself, it's only talking where you have no other place. And the Netziv, though, holds that even if you have another place, you're allowed to keep them in the bed. And the reason is because they protect you, like we said before, that you're allowed to keep the tefillin in a place where they'll protect you. Okay, but l'maaseh l'halacha, the Mukhei Yosef and the Magen Avraham both say that all this whole Gemara is only talking, we have no other place to keep the tefillin. Okay, let's go on. Bo minei Rav Yosef v'reid Rav Nechunya m'Rav Yehuda. Shnayim sheyishenin demita achas. Mahu shezei yazir ponah v'yikur kriyashma, v'zei yazir ponah v'yikur kriyashma. So you first have to understand the Tosa says over here, what the Metzias is. You have two people who are naked, who are sleeping together in a bed. Okay, two men. Okay. They used to have not a lot of beds and a lot of space and a lot of rooms, so people slept in the same bed. And they're under the same covers. And now there's a shy like this. There's a idea of what's it called, lo yira b'cha ervas bavi, even your own erva. So Tosa says for that they have covers, and the covers are covering their erva. And also, there's another idea of libo roeso erva. Your heart and your erva can't be in the same place. So what's it called? Tosa says that it's talking where he has like a belt, or not a belt, or he's holding in the covers between his heart and his erva. Okay, so those are not problems. The only problem is the contact with somebody else. Right, somebody else is there who's naked, and what's it called? Maybe the bodies are touching or whatever, and that's the shayla. So the Gemara says, "Mahu shezei yachzer ponav the yikra kriya shema v'zei yachzer ponav." Can they turn away? Right, not face each other anymore under the covers, right, and read kriya shema? Or is that aser because lamaisa their ervas are in the same place, and that will be awesome. Omer lehochi omer Shmuel, v'afilu ishto imo. Even if it's a husband and wife, they're allowed to turn away from each other under the covers and say Kriya Shema. Okay, even his wife. Maskif lo Rav Yosef, that's better. The wife is not, that's worse. In other words, if the wife is okay, surely another man is okay? No. Ishto v'lomi boy acher. You're trying to tell me that you bring Uriah, that even his wife is okay, and surely another man. No, adarabba, ishto kegufa. Right? A wife is like your own body. And therefore, as long as you're not seeing her erva, and she's not seeing your erva, and you're back to back, that's okay. It's like your own body. Right? But, acher lav kegufa. But another person's a different body. There may be a bigger problem. If you turn away, maybe it's the loss. Rashi. Vafilo ishto imo shiyazur ponav. Right, all you have to do is turn the other way. The chos man shem ponim ponim kineged ponim. As long as they're facing each other, whether it's his wife or another man, pshita le da'asher. That for sure is asher. Deikar here in the gias erva al yedei vari tashmish. Since they're touching each other, right, facing each other and touching each other, there's here, right. You're coming to what's it called to have. Bad thoughts, right, or not bad thoughts, but what's it called, erotic thoughts, right, and that's Aser saying Kriya Shema. Ishto kegufo v'rogilbo, v'leka hira kulei hai. By your wife, right, there's no hira, because if you're now going to say Kriya Shema, so you can take the thoughts out of your mind. She's mamish like your own body, so you're used to her. But another man, maybe there, there'll be hirurim royim, since they're facing each other, and they're evori tashmish are touching one the other. So the Gemara says like this, meisle. So now we have what's it called, Shmuel said that it's okay to turn away in the bed, back to back, by your wife, and surely by another man. In both cases are okay to do. And Rav Yosef said, no, the fact that your wife is mutter is no proof that another man will be mutter. Could be your wife is mutter, but not another man. So Mara says, now, meisle. Shnayim shiyashen in b'mita achas. Two people are sleeping in the same bed with the conditions we said before, right, the Tosa says. Zem achzer ponav the kore, v'zem achzer ponav the kore. Right? Says B'therish that they're allowed to turn away from each other and say Kriya Shema. The Tanya Chrisi, Hayashim b'mita ubonav u'bnei beiso b'tzido, harizeh lo yikra Kriya Shema, elim kein hoysa talis matzekes b'neiim. Okay? Person sleeping in bed, and he has his family members, okay, next to him in bed. So he's not allowed to read Kriya Shema unless there is a garment separating between the two of them. Okay? It's not good enough just to turn away. Okay, we'll see if you have to turn away and have a garment, or just the garment's enough. But turning away is not good enough. Imhayu bonav mebeso ktanim, but if the children are small, and later on the Gemara will define how small, then mutter. So bishlam al Rav Yosef lokash. Right, l'chora, these are two contradictory prices. Right, one says that you could turn away, and one says that you're not allowed to turn away. It's going to Rav Yosef lokash. Ho beishto ho ba'acher. The one that says you can turn away is talking by your wife. And the one that says you can't turn away is talking by children, not your wife. And even though it says b'nei beso, it doesn't mean your wife. That's what Rashi said. Elo l'shmuel kasha. But according to Shmuel, how do you resolve the contradiction between these two brises? One says you could turn back to back, and that'll be okay. And one says you can't turn back to back. You need a garment to separate. Right? So according to Rav Yosef, who says that wife is okay, but other people aren't okay. So one's talking about your wife, and one's talking about other people. But according to Shmuel, who says everybody's okay, so where's the case that it's not okay? Omer lecha Shmuel, Rav Yosef minicha. Even according to Rav Yosef, it's not okay. But Hatan, you have another brisa. Hayyashin b'mita. Now this is the gears of Rashi, which is very difficult. Ubonav b'nei beiso b'mita, lo yikra kriyishma, elim kein hoysa taliso matzekes b'neihem. Person's sleeping in a bed, and his family is in the bed with him. Okay, he's not allowed to read kriyishma unless he has a talis matzek b'neihem. And Rashi here says, b'nei beiso means his wife. Rashi before said, b'nei beiso doesn't mean your wife. All right, so all of a sudden, why did it change over here? So if you look at the Bach, the girsa he has over here is Hayashim b'mita u'b'nei beiso. It doesn't say banav. So maybe Rashi learned where it says banav u'b'nei beiso, even though there's a svar just the opposite. But where it says banav b'nei beiso, it means his family like his children, but not his wife. Then b'nei beiso doesn't mean his wife because it prefaces banav, meaning your children who are your family. But where it doesn't say banav, it just says b'nei beiso, then his wife is included too. Where it mentions banav, then it limits it to children, not to wife. Right? Because otherwise it should have said the wife first. It should have said b'nei beiso banav. His wife comes before his children. So if it said banav who b'nei beiso, it's qualifying who b'nei beiso are is the children. But where it just says b'nei beiso, then it means his wife. So I don't know of any other way of learning Rashi. Tosa says that the gears is different here. The brisa is, it says ishto, right? The garsin and hoyoshim mito v'ishto yishoyin v'tzido. Right, b'feirish. So then it's a kash on Rav Yosef. It says b'feirish over here that ishto is there, and it doesn't help unless you have a garment separating. So there's a brisa that's, what's it called, that's not like Rav Yosef either. Elamai yislach l'meimar ishto l'Rav Yosef tanoi. What do you have to say? That enachanami. What Rav Yosef said, right, he holds that this is the way, but there are other Tanoim that argue on Rav Yosef. There, Rav Yosef is saying, I hold like these Tanoim. But there are other Tanoim who argue with me. But didinami Tanoi. So, no big deal. If you find a brisa that says not like me, it's because there are two Tanoim that argue, and I hold like the ones that hold it's okay. So, don't ask questions on me and tell me that Rav Yosef's okay. I have a brisa that says exactly not like Rav Yosef too. So Elamai, there is a machlokas tanoim in this. I hold like the tanoim that say the wife is okay and other people. And Rav Yosef happens to hold like the tanoim, hold only the wife is okay and not other people. Okay. Rashi. Vishlam of the Rav Yosef, the Omer Ishtohi Desharya. Aval Acher Lo, according to Rav Yosef, who says that only by your wife you're allowed to turn your back, but by other people not. Lo mitaritz lehu lemasnisa. So he'll be able to explain these two brises that seem to contradict. One says you could turn your back, one says not. One's talking by your wife, and one's talking by your children. When it says b'nei beiso, it does not mean your wife. And here Rashi says the opposite, that ishto is b'nei beiso. Right, the Gemara, if sometimes it is, sometimes it is, the Gemara just said, over here, it's not talking about your wife. So according to Tosa, it says, b'feirish, your wife, so that's the question. According to Rashi, why in the first one, b'nei beiso for sure doesn't mean your wife, and in the second one, there's enough of a kasha to ask that b'nei beiso does, so the part of what I told you is a possibility. I don't know of any other answer. Okay, l'didinomi bein ishto bein acher pluksa dahani tanoihi. I also hold that it's a machlokas tanoim. I didn't say that everybody holds like me, but I hold like the tanoim who says that whether it's your wife or others is okay. Okay. First of all, Zashayla, when it says that you have to turn your back and then it's okay, what does that mean? So the Rabbeinu Manoach, the Kesef Mishnah brings down, Matza Shekel say, both of them have to turn their back. But if either one is facing the other one, right, then both of them are asur to say Kriyishma. And the Gra holds that whichever one faces the other way can say Kriyishma, even though the other one's facing him. When it says that you where it doesn't help to turn back away, that you need a garment separating. So there the Chazon Ish says you don't need a garment separating all your bodies. It just means you need something separating the Makom Ha'erva. There has to be something, a garment, right, a sheet, something, just on the, by the Makom Ha'erva, not in the rest of the body. Okay, let's go on. Omar Mar, Zemach Zepon of the Kore, Kriyishma, right, okay, so now we have two naked people, two men, in bed, right, and they want to say Kriyishma in bed, and what's it called, talking where they're sick or they're cold, because we learned that you can only say lying down, right, if it's not normal situation, and you're on your side, right, completely. We had a machlokas before, whether if that's only where it's difficult or whatever, or if you're on your totally on your side, it's okay. If it's not difficult, all those conditions are met, right, the only problem is that the people are naked under the covers, okay, and their backs are now touching, because now they're facing away from each other, so their ervas are not touching, where there's hirur, their backs are touching. Zemara says, "V'ha'ika agavos." L'maisa, their backsides are touching each other, and that should be aser because that's considered an erva, perhaps. Okay, enough to create hearer. Okay, the fact that their two backsides are touching each other. M'sayeh le l'Ravuna, dam Ravuna agavos ain't b'hem mishum erva. No, agavos, right? Backsides aren't an inyan of erva. The gavi this hearer idea of erva. Let's bring a proof to Rav Huna from a Mishnah. Ha'isha yosheves the kotzalo chalasa aruma. Mitnei sheyecholo lechasos panea bekarka. Avalo ha'ish. Okay. A woman is allowed to sit down when she's naked and take off chala and make a bracha. Okay. And because when a woman sits down, her erva is covered by the ground underneath her. Okay. It's the metzias of the anatomy of a woman. So she's sitting down, her erva is covered, but her backside isn't covered. And still, that's not enough to be called lo yira, the cho erva's lover. Erva is not just somebody else's erva, your own erva too, you can't see. So a person's not allowed to make a bracha if his own erva is seeable. So her erva isn't seeable, but her backside is. And still she can make a bracha, right? So, they ask over here, Lechara, how do you make a bracha sitting down? We learned that all brachas have to be made standing up. So how can she sit down and make the bracha? So the Magen Avraham says the only kind of brachas you have to make standing up are brachas on full-fledged mitzvahs. The challah, even though it's a mitzvah, but the main idea is to be able to eat the bread. So you have to take off the challah, right, in order, but it's not a mitzvah to take off challah per se. If you don't want to eat the bread or you don't want to have any bread altogether, you don't have to take off challah. So we only learn that you have to stand up by mitzvah like Sfiras HaOmer. That's what we learn from. Mehochel chermesh bakoma. So a mitzvah like Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah that you have to do, right? Those kind of mitzvahs you have to stand. But a mitzvah that you don't really have to do, you're only doing it to accomplish something else, right? That we don't learn from Sfiras HaOmer, so you don't have to stand up for a bracha like that. Okay, so I guess if she can sit down, make a bracha. Avalo ha'ish. A man, when he sits down, his erva is not covered when he sits down. Okay, just by sitting doesn't cover up your erva. Tirgum Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak don shahayu panea tochos bekarka. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, no, it's no proof from here, because it's talking where she is sitting in earth that surrounds her completely. Okay, and therefore, what's it called? Her backside is also covered up, not only her erva. But a man lechora, even in that situation, his erva would still be sticking out lechora. Okay, otherwise it doesn't make any sense, because then there's no difference between a man and a woman. So it has to be that even in that situation, right, the woman can be sunk into the ground a little bit, and that will cover her erva and her backside. But a man can be sunk into the ground a little bit where his backside is covered, and his, what's it called, but his erva is still sticking out. Okay, see Rashi. Ha'ika agavos to nagi ha'adadi. Their backsides are touching. So Rashi learns the problem is not so much seeing, right, or being able to see, but the touching, and that's altira, right? That kind of erva that creates hira, like we had before. The kotza chalos aruma, afal pisha arum also levarich, even though a naked person is not going to make a bracha,
Isha Yosheves Muteris. But a woman who's sitting is allowed. Shebi Shivasa Paneha Shulamata Mechusim Bekarka. Her erva is covered by the ground. Avaloha Ish Vimnesha Beitzim Vahagid Bolted Vinirim. Because a man, when he sits down, his erva is still exposed. The Apple Pisha Megulos Agvoseva Vahainu Siyasa. And even though her backside is exposed, that doesn't prevent her from making a bra. Her entire bottom, right, is immersed in the ground. Mashma lashon she'ios tiach chola she'ino boletes. Like she's been plastered into the ground, right? It's smooth. Everything is covered up. Okay. Now over here. Rashi learns that the Shaila is Lagabi touching the backside, so it's hearer. Others learn that it's out to the Re'iyah, even though they're turned their back and they can't really see, but Lo Yira B'chayr V'Skavar doesn't depend really on seeing, actually, but anything that in the same area that could be seen is also, if you close your eyes, still Lo Yira B'chayr V'Skavar. Right? And we'll see later on when we get to the Parshios of the Sugyas of Erva, and Lo Yira B'chayr V'Skavar, that even if someone else could see on you, right, that also is awesome. Okay, even though you yourself can't see it. That's also called the year of the Choyer Vestavar. And others hold that it has nothing to do with the other person's backside, it has to do with yours. That you're in the same area where your backside is exposed, right, when you turn your face, except I don't understand that, because the other part of the erva has to be that you have a cover on and you're separating between your front, but it could be that once you're separating between your front, you can't separate between the back, so the back is in the same area, so it's libo roes ha'erva because of your backside, and that the Gemara says, backsides aren't considered erva, and from the fact that the Gemara brings a raya to the woman herself, right, her own backside, right, not somebody else's, it seems like it's talking about your own. Okay, in any case. Okay. Halacha-wise, the Magen Avraham holds that your own backside is not considered erva, and therefore that's the halacha is it could read Kriya Shema like that. And for another person, especially where you see or you're touching, there a person should be machmer. Okay. Let's go on. Omar Mar. If you have little children sleeping in bed with you, then you're allowed to, what's it called, to read Kriya Shema, va'ad kama, how old can they be, to be considered little? A girl till 3 years, and a boy till 9 years. More than that is same halacha as anybody else. Ika diamre. Tinokus bas yud aleph shon of yomecha, the tinik ben shteimesrei shon of yomecha. The other opinion, second lashon, is that a girl till 11, and a boy till 12. Your children in bed with you, right? It's okay. You don't have to. Idi v'idi ad kedei shodai nachonu saras yomech. However, there's a qualification. That's only if they haven't yet matured. And they have simonim, what's it called, the secondary sexual characteristics. The girl looks like a woman, and the boy already has simonim, he looks like a man. But if they did that before 11 and 12, then that's also awesome. But up till 11 or 12, if they haven't yet matured, is okay. And the Maisa, the Rith, and the Rosh, Paskin like the second Lashon, that it's okay, children are considered Tanim till 11 and 12, and the Hagos Ashri holds like the first Lashon that it's till 3 and 9. Okay. Omer Leir Kahana Rav Ashi. Chosom Omer Rava, Afogav the Tiyuf to the Shmuel, Hilchasu Kavosei the Shmuel. Before we had a thing where even though we brought proof against Shmuel by the tefillin in the bed, we said the halach is like Shmuel. Chosomai. How about over here? Even though we brought proof against Shmuel that but both your wife and somebody else has the same din, and it's okay just to turn away and read Kriya Shema, is the halacha like Shmuel here or not? Omer lei atu kulu b'chada machzah machzino, everything you put into one mold? Just because we said in one case that the Shmuel, we had questions on Shmuel, and we said, despite the questions, halacha like Shmuel, every case we have questions on Shmuel, halacha is me like Shmuel? That's not one mold. Ela hecha di itmer itmer, ve'echa glo itmer itmer. where it was said. And here, if we have questions on Shmuel, we have these brises that were questions on Shmuel, and it was easier to answer according to Rav Yosef, the halacha is not like Shmuel. Omer le Rav Mori le Rav Papa, sar yotzin vigdo mahu. So here, most of the Mepharshim learn that if a person has some of his pubic hair sticking out of his clothing, is that considered erva or not? Right? Korale, sar, sar. No, it's no big deal. Pubic hair is not considered erva, and you can read Kriya Shema and they get a hair that's sticking out of your clothing or somebody else's clothing. Rashi. Basholosh ben Teisha, Shuzman Shein Boyin Lechlal Bia. That's the time that Bia is considered Bia for a boy or a girl, 3 and 9. Basyudala ben Bidbe, Zman Shein Boz Lechlal Cyrus, the Shadeim Nechonim. That's usually when they start to get Simonim. What's it called, like a year before their bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, that's when they start to get the simonim, and they start to look like a man and a woman. Right? From that time on, people look at them like ladies and men and not like little kids. And that's when it's shayach hirur. Okay? And for various halachas, like how they tzniyas, right, the Chazon Ish Taka holds, and we hold like that also, that you don't have to dress a girl, tzanua, as the Mishnah Berurah says, from 3 years and up, but since people aren't Mahara, they look at them as like little kids, and not like a woman, that she doesn't have to wear the Godim tzanuim 100% until she's, here it says 11, but until she looks like a woman, until she starts to look womanly, which could be 7, 8 even. Okay. Even though we had questions on Shmuel, the halacha is like Shmuel over there with the tefillin, that even if your wife is in bed, you can keep the tefillin under the pillow. By Shmuel says that even your wife and even somebody else, is the halacha like Shmuel or not? Machta machsinu bariga achas harakten. Right, the same mold, he says, is the same weave. All the weaves aren't the same, right? In other words, sometimes halacha is like Shmuel, even though we have questions on it, sometimes not. Don't make it a blanket thing. Now, that's a blanket thing. That is like a weave. Yotzesairo v'digdo, shenike digdo keneged zoken atachton, right? Your clothing has a hole in it, opposite your pubic hair, and the hair is sticking out. The yotzem in asar b'neked, mahu. Mihave erva likros kriyishma kenegdo olo. Sar, sar, klomer, ma, bekach, no big deal. That's not erva. Okay, let's go on. Just what's over here. With the children over here, the Meiri says, lav dafka your children. But any time, you have any little kids in bed with you. Okay, I wouldn't advise this in our society. You'll be put in prison. But in any case, it's a different society. People didn't have, you know, a few bedrooms. Everybody slept in the same room. Even husband and wife usually slept in the same room with other people with a curtain between in the middle of the room. They only had one room. Right? People didn't have big houses. So people slept, and they had a lot of beds. So people slept in the same bed. It was normal. Okay? In any case, so the Miri says, it's lav dafka, what's it called, your children, any ketanim. And the reason is that the erva of a katan, especially under 3 and under 9, is not considered an erva. Okay? And the shaila is, legabe a baby by the bris. His erva is exposed, obviously. Can you make a bracha? Or you have to cover the mila. Right? And there, machlokas over there, whether you have to cover or not, whether the erva of a katan is considered erva, legabe lo yir b'chayrus davar, just that there's no hearer. So if you don't see it, but you're in the bed or whatever, and you turn your face or whatever, or you don't turn your face, and you're facing them completely, right, that's okay, but to see the erva wouldn't be okay. Some hold that seeing the erva, and the erva of a cotton is yes erva, other hold that it's not erva at all, and therefore you can make a bracha even if the erva of the cotton is exposed. The Rambam holds that even by ketanim, it's only okay if you turn your face away. Right? You don't need a hefsik beged, but you have to turn your face. And the, what's it called? Less than 3, however, and less than 9, there, even if they're facing each other and their ervas are touching, right, it's still okay to say Kriya Shema. Okay. That's good. Rav Yitzchak, tefach be'isha erva. Okay, an uncovered tefach on a woman's body that's normally in a place that's covered is erva. Lamai, what does that mean? For what is it erva? Ilein l'stakhulei ba, that you're not allowed to look at it, right? And l'stakhulei means, as Sefer Chassidim says, to intently stare for a considerable amount of time, not just to look. Right? Histaklus means to stare intently for more than just a gaze, okay? So if it means you can't stare at that part of the woman, why the Torah, when it mentioned the various kinds of jewelry that the women from that they brought back from Midian, okay, they mentioned the jewelry they wear on the outside of their body, earrings, things like that, and also the jewelry they wore on the inside, what's it called, that covered their genital areas. They had the chastity belts that they wore. So, and that covered their genital areas. So why did they mention them together? Lomar lecha, kol mistakel be'etzba ktana shel isha, a person who intently gazes for a considerable amount of time, right, on even the pinky of a woman, which is normally not covered. Like, she wears a ring on that finger, right? So those are the tachshit and shebechutz, equal to the bifnim. Ke'ilu mistakel mokam ha-Torah. It's like you're looking at her genitals. But you're not allowed to look at a woman, intently gaze at any part of a woman's body. So it doesn't have to be tefach magula. It doesn't have to be an uncovered part of the body that normally is covered. And surely not a tefach, even a less than a tefach. Ela be'ishto l'kriyishma, right? If we're talking about some other woman, you're not allowed to look at her no matter what, any part of her body, right? However, it's talking over here by your wife and for kriyishma, right? Your wife you're allowed to look at. Right, but if it's for a kriyishma, if she has a part of her body that's uncovered, that's normally covered, and it's a tefach or more, you can't say kriyishma. Okay. Now let's see just a few things over here, and then we'll so we said about it is stockless. Now the shaila is what this iser is. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that by an eishes ish, okay, an erva, then this is asur min haTorah. From the pasuk lo sasuru achre levavchem achre inechem, you're not allowed to go after your eyes, which is znus. And by a woman who's not married, it's only also with the rabbana to gaze at her intently. However, lechora, that's only with a woman's not a nida. But if the woman's not married and she's a nida, then she's an erva too. So then it would be the same thing as an eishes ish. In other words, where the woman's an erva to you, then it's also to look at her min haTorah. And to gaze intently at her, because lo sasur achre levavchem achre inechem. By a woman who's not married, so she's not an erva to you. You could marry her. Right? She's not osur to you. But if she's a nida, she is. So if she's not married and she's not a nida, then lechor is only osur with the rabbanan. If she is a nida, it should be osur min haTorah too. And all women today, once they have their period, don't go to the mikvah. They're nidas. Even whether they're seeing dam or not, they're a nida until they go to the mikvah, and they don't go to the mikvah, so they're all nidas. The Smak says that the only time that you're asur min haTorah is if you look at her and have thoughts of znus, of living with her, of committing an issur. Then you're over the issur of lo sasur achre levavchem achre inechem. But if you only look at her, you're not contemplating or fantasizing living with her. You're looking at her and getting enjoyment out of it. And the kavon is for enjoyment, then it's only asur because of the nishmarta mikol dovar ra. There the Torah says you're not allowed to have indecent thoughts, right, and look and enjoy looking at a woman, because it'll bring you lidei keri. It'll bring you to what's it called, shichva zera levatol. The difference would be, would a woman be allowed to look at a man, right? If she's looking at a man who's usher to her, right, she's a nida, or she's a married woman and she's looking at another man, then she's over that isser too, of lo sasurach levatolach reinechem. But if she's looking not al znus, she's looking to get enjoyment, but not with the intention, right, she doesn't have fantasies of having znus, then it's only alser because a man may come to carry, a woman that doesn't apply to. So for a woman, that should be mutter, if that's the only issue, according to the smak. The Rambam Taka says that this Isser is only in Asmat, only the Rabbanan, and you only get Makas Mardis. But the Pnei Moshe says that even in the Rambam, that's only where you look and you're only Mechavin for Hanoah, just to get enjoyment. Then it's also with the Rabbanan. But even the Rambam holds, if you're looking and you're intending to fantasize Znus with that person, then it's also Minator. Okay, now the Halacha, the Orzarua and the Ravid hold that since it says a Tefach Megula is only by your wife, okay, or by a wife, but for other women it's Osir to look at, even less than a Tefach, even parts that are uncovered, okay, therefore they hold that it's Osir to read Kriya Shema when a woman is in front of you. Because looking at a woman who's not your wife is Osir under all circumstances. The Nela, you can't say Kriya Shema even if she's fully dressed. However, the Rosh, and that's how we paskin, says that what it's Osir is to be mestakel. You're not allowed to intently gaze for enjoyment or for znus purposes at another woman. But it's not considered erva legabi Kriya Shema. So if a woman is fully dressed, right, and there's no tefach megula, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema even if a woman is there in front of you. Okay, even if it's not your wife. And even by your wife, the tefach megula is also to say Kriya Shema, and the same halacha applies to other people too. But according to the Orzaru and the Ravid, it's also to say Kriya Shema b'chlal in the presence of a woman. Okay, it's not your wife. The Shulchan Aruch, L'maisa Pasan, is like the Rosh, and the Ramah brings that there are machmirim, but the halacha is taka like the Rosh, that you're allowed to say Kriya Shema even with another woman there as long as she's dressed properly and there's no tefach megula. Okay, we'll continue, Mr. Hashem.
Always means Easter.
Right. But Tosis. Here's Rashi, Easter the Kval Beis. Lo Nehira, Chav Lo Asher, Easter the Mikra B'nei Beis. They bring that. It's not like that.